Hi, this is Funny Lady Life, and this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
So, this week, I found a different side of my husband that I never knew before, and I'm always learning something about you, Larry.
It's a good side.
We've been together a long time. What is it, 29 years, Larry?
Something like that.
And now, is it a midlife crisis? Anyway,
what a crisis.
I'm working at home doing my writing, and I hear this noise coming up our driveway, like somebody's stopping and braking and stopping and braking. And I look out, and I see this giant, I don't know, bus, machine, something.
It's called a mobile home.
Well, Larry gets out, and I had to go outside and see what this was. I had to, Larry. I had to. I was shocked. It took up half the driveway, Larry.
It's cool is what it is.
Okay. Why don't you tell them how you came to have a motor home?
Well, I mean, what's... You know what? You don't think it's cool or what? You want to know, like, what happened or whatever? Well, it's always been sort of a dream of mine to... You know, maybe drive around the country and something like that, you know. But I know, you know, can't afford no, you know, million-dollar RV or whatever the heck, you know. So I kind of back-burnered it, you know. But then Bobby was telling me, he was talking about some country band he likes or something like that. Some song called Would I Beg Ya? Something, I think it was. So when I Googled it, you know, my phone came up with Winnebago, you know, and I saw that, mm-hmm. You know, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Figured then, he's in the picture.
Well, doesn't matter. So then I started thinking about that, you know, and I thought, yeah, that would be so cool, you know. So then I found, like, a place that sells them that has some used ones and stuff, you know.
And so, I wasn't brought in on this decision?
The salesman said it looks good on me. He wanted to take my picture behind the wheel. He showed it to
Larry,
me. That looked badass.
These people see you coming. My God. Do I have to be everywhere with you? You know, selling Avon for 27 years. I know business.
He didn't see me coming. I knocked on the door when I got there. And I just talked to him, but I was just looking and, you know, checking it out. And I don't know. I just fell in love with it.
Oh, these things. These are supposed to be talked about beforehand, before you drive up. Can you even drive it? The biggest thing I've ever seen you drive was an SUV. And it wasn't even a full-size SUV. Ford Escapes are half the size of a regular SUV.
It's clean, it barely backfires, and the price was right.
Anywho, I go outside. I look inside. First of all, it smells, okay? Mildewy. You won't catch me in there.
That's
you know,
not that you just
we've been on a lot of vacations, okay? And we went to Europe a couple of times. We went to Hawaii, okay? We talked about going across the country. Larry, I was thinking we would go in the car and stop at the hotels along the way.
You don't need a hotel when you have one on wheels.
You think I'm going to drive that thing?
I got it here, didn't I?
I saw you coming up the driveway, Larry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so listen to this. Okay, you know, our life is exciting. So I said to Larry, I said, okay, listen, take me for a ride. Of course, I had to have the windows open because it stunk. Take me for a ride and show me you could drive this, and then I'll think about going on a vacation and something like that, okay? Let's just say I peed my pants when he was going around a turn and almost killed a kid.
I did not almost kill him. You should have wore Depends if that's going to be the case. If you're that scared of my driving.
You think I was going to go to the bathroom in that thing?
That kid had it coming. He cut me off. He's that wise-ass paper boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He came too close to the side of the road.
He wasn't even looking. It's
his
fault.
So anyway, he came back, okay? And, of course, I had to, you know, change and take a shower. And I said to him, you know, Larry, I don't think this is a good idea. And what did you say to me?
I said, the heck it isn't, because it's going to be terrific, and you're going to be glad we have it. As soon as I get it fumigated, have a few things tweaked by my mechanic, mm-hmm. put that fancy-ass steering wheel cover, although I know the wheel's as big as a television set, but I think they make cool stuff
like
that.
You look like a bus driver,
put
Larry.
Some dice in the mirror or whatever. You know, whatever I got to do, but God, it's going to be badass, and we can tour the country, Dot.
Oh, God. Anyway, we'll keep you abreast on this. Thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life.
Rubber to road, baby.
Bye.